Hi, boys and girls.
Hi.
Hi. Nobody's happy today? Come on, it's a happy day today. Isn't Sabbath a happy day?
Yes.
Okay. Our story today is about the 10 virgins. Have you ever heard about the 10 virgins? It's in the Bible, in St. Matthew 25. The story is told about 10 virgins. We had 5 who were wise and 5 who were foolish. And so the message went out that the bridegroom was going to come. Do you know who the bridegroom is? Okay, yes, the bridegroom. Okay, but in this case, the bridegroom was going to be Jesus. He was going to be coming. And so the message went out that the bridegroom was going to come, and the ten virgins, the 5 wise, they took with them extra oil. They were prepared just in case something should happen. But the 5 foolish, they just took enough oil that would keep their lamp burning until the bridegroom came at the time they thought he would come. But guess what? The bridegroom never came at that time. He tarried. And so while he tarried, they fell asleep. And when the sound went out that, behold, the bridegroom cometh, and everyone woke up and trimmed their lamps. The 5 wise were able to trim their lamps, but the 5 foolish had no oil. And so they said to the 5 wise, can you give us some of your oil? Did you think they did? No. They were afraid that if they gave their oil away, they wouldn't have enough for themselves. So they said, no, you have to go and buy oil. Go to the vendor and get your oil. We can't share with you. And so while they went out to buy their oil, guess what? The bridegroom came. And so the 5 wise who had all their oil and their lamps trimmed and ready, they were able to go in with the bridegroom, and the door was shut. What do you think happened to the 5 foolish when they came back? Very good. They started pounding on the door. Do you think the door got opened? Oh, it was too late, right? So boys and girls, as we're growing up, sometimes, you know, when we have things to do, we have homework to do, and we wait until that last minute to get it done, we have to be prepared. We have to always get ready for things. We have to read our Bible stories. We have to memorize. I know some of you are in the baptismal class, and we have to memorize the 23rd Psalms, know the commandments. We need to be prepared. Study these things, because there's going to come a time when we won't have our Bibles, we won't have anything, and we'll go based on our memory, okay? So always be prepared. I'm going to ask 2 prayers this morning. Do you want to pray for me?
Dear Jesus. Thank you for today. Thank you for today. And how to be prepared.
And be good kids.
And be good kids. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go ahead and thank the Lord for his blessings that he has given unto us. Help us, Lord, that we will be prepared so that on that day when you shall come, we'll be able to go home to live with you in heaven forever and ever. Bless these children, we pray, Lord. Amen.